Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Automating Inequality: How High-Tech Tools Profile, Police, and Punish the Poor by Virginia Eubanks investigates how data-driven systems are increasingly used to manage public assistance, child welfare, housing, and other social supports, often with damaging consequences for low-income communities. Rather than treating technology as neutral, Eubanks argues that automated decision-making can reproduce and intensify long-standing inequities, especially when it is built on biased data, narrow performance metrics, and policies focused on surveillance and punishment. The book is widely known for grounding its critique in on-the-ground reporting and case studies from U.S. cities and states, showing how eligibility algorithms, risk scoring, and fraud detection tools shape real lives. Eubanks connects these systems to a broader political shift toward austerity and administrative efficiency, asking readers to consider who benefits when social services are transformed into automated gatekeeping. The result is a clear, unsettling portrait of how modern governance can sort people by class through code. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the shift from social support to digital gatekeeping. A central theme of the book is how public programs increasingly operate like automated checkpoints rather than human-centered services. Eubanks describes a policy environment where agencies are pressured to reduce costs, speed up processing, and demonstrate accountability through measurable outputs. In that context, technology is often introduced as a fix: automate intake, verify eligibility with databases, score risk, and flag anomalies for investigation. The book argues that these tools do not simply streamline bureaucracies. They change the purpose and feel of the safety net by turning it into a system designed to filter, deter, and discipline. The most vulnerable applicants can face confusing portals, rigid documentation requirements, and opaque decisions that are hard to appeal. When help is mediated through automated forms and cross-agency data matching, mistakes become easier to make and harder to correct. Eubanks emphasizes that people with unstable housing, limited internet access, disabilities, or complex family situations are disproportionately harmed by one-size-fits-all rules. What looks like efficiency from above can feel like exclusion from below, creating a modern form of administrative burden that falls heaviest on the poor. Secondly, how biased data and design choices become automated discrimination. Eubanks explains that algorithmic systems inherit the values and assumptions embedded in policy and in the data used to train or configure them. When historical records reflect unequal policing, unequal access to healthcare, or unequal treatment by agencies, automated models can treat those patterns as if they were objective indicators of risk or need. The book highlights how variables that seem neutral, such as address history, prior agency contact, employment gaps, or household composition, can function as proxies for poverty and racialized disadvantage. In practice, that can lead to over-targeting of certain neighborhoods or families, while more privileged groups encounter fewer checkpoints. Eubanks also points to design choices that are often hidden from public view, such as which outcomes count as success, how errors are weighted, and where the thresholds for intervention are set. If a system prioritizes fraud detection or cost containment, it may accept the high rate of false positives that trigger intrusive investigations or benefit cutoffs. The result is discrimination that is harder to see and challenge because it is framed as math, code, or professionalized expertise rather than a political choice. Thirdly, case studies of welfare, housing, and child welfare automation. The book is widely associated with concrete case studies that show how automation plays out in different sectors of the social safety net. Eubanks examines settings where eligibility systems, coordinated entry tools, and child welfare risk models aim to allocate scarce resources or identify potential harm. Across these examples, the book emphasizes recurring dynamics. Complex lives are forced into simplified categories, people are scored and sorted, and the consequences of an incorrect label can be severe. Automated eligibility can produce abrupt loss of benefits when databases disagree, or when a missed document triggers an automatic closure. Housing prioritization tools can turn homelessness into a set of points that may not capture the full reality of danger, disability, or instability, while still determining who gets assistance first. In child welfare contexts, data-driven risk scoring can increase surveillance of families already known to public systems, amplifying the visibility of poverty-related struggles while missing harms in more insulated communities. Eubanks uses these cases to argue that automation can expand the reach of government scrutiny, not by adding new staff, but by embedding monitoring into everyday interactions with public services. Fourthly, opacity, accountability gaps, and the problem of appeal. Eubanks stresses that automated decision systems often make it difficult for people to understand why a decision was made, how to correct errors, or how to contest outcomes. Even when there is a formal appeals process, it may assume time, literacy, and stability that many applicants do not have. The book describes a practical accountability gap. agencies may rely on vendors, proprietary models, or technical staff, while frontline workers are instructed to follow what the system says. This can create a situation where no one feels responsible for a harmful decision because it is attributed to the computer, the policy, or the contract. Eubanks also points out that transparency is not just about releasing code. People need meaningful explanations, accessible documentation, and procedures that allow them to challenge incorrect data and unfair scoring. Additionally, audit and oversight mechanisms often lag behind deployment. Systems may be rolled out with optimistic claims about efficiency and fraud reduction, but without rigorous evaluation of disparate impact, error rates, or downstream costs to families and communities. The book argues that due process should be a design requirement, not an afterthought, especially when decisions affect basic survival needs like food, shelter, and family integrity. Lastly, toward ethical alternatives and democratic control of technology, while sharply critical, the book also encourages readers to consider what responsible technology in public services could look like. Eubanks frames the problem as political as much as technical. Societies choose whether to invest in supportive services or in surveillance and automated rationing. From that perspective, better outcomes require both policy change and different design priorities. The book's arguments point toward principles such as minimizing data collection, limiting punitive uses of analytics, and ensuring that human judgment and compassion remain central to benefits administration. It also suggests the importance of participatory approaches where affected communities have power in defining goals, evaluating harms, and shaping safeguards. Procurement and governance are part of the solution, including stronger public oversight of vendors, independent audits, and clear standards for fairness, explainability, and contestability. Another implied alternative is to measure success by well-being and access rather than by caseload reduction or fraud metrics. Eubanks pushes readers to recognize that efficiency is not a neutral virtue when it comes at the expense of dignity and rights. Technology can support equity, but only when institutions are built to serve people rather than to police them. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who care about social policy, technology ethics, and the real-world consequences of algorithmic decision-making, including public administrators, nonprofit leaders, journalists, students, and technologists working with civic data. It is also valuable for advocates and community organizers because it names patterns that many people experience as isolated bureaucratic failures and shows how they connect to broader systems of power. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and civic. It builds the ability to recognize when data systems are being used to shift responsibility, justify austerity, or intensify surveillance, and it equips readers to ask better questions about fairness, accountability, and due process. Compared to many books about artificial intelligence that focus on corporate platforms or abstract bias, Automating Inequality stands out for centering the welfare state and the daily realities of poverty. Its emphasis on concrete policy choices, administrative practices, and public procurement makes it especially useful for people who want to move from concern to action. It is worth buying because it combines accessible storytelling with a rigorous argument about how governance by algorithm can entrench inequality, and it offers a clear framework for imagining more humane alternatives. If you would like to support Virginia Eubanks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.